What will aliens look like? Did you ever wonder what an extraterrestrial might look like? I have heard all sorts of stories about people claiming they have seen aliens, and the descriptions vary in size, color, and many other attributes. If you have ever seen a frog, and I am sure almost everyone has, a woman on a train described a man who seemed normal and reading a newspaper change into a green frog-like creature, but she was the only one to see it. Could there be aliens living on Earth which protect themselves from standing out of the crowd of humans by using some sort of hypnotic device? Could it occasionally fail with a few humans, and did this woman actually see what she thought? She said the alien really was much smaller than a man, and as he read the paper his feet only hung down halfway to the floor. Could a cartoonist have been inspired to create a cartoon from seeing or hearing about extraterrestrial intelligent creatures? That is a tough question to answer. What would even be more bizarre is if they would have used their cartoon creature in an off-world piece. Let's take the absurd cartoon character Marvin the Martian, who appears in some Bugs Bunny cartoons. It clearly looks like someone drew something which looks like it could never have come from real life. Can we really be sure about that? It could turn out that aliens would look absurd to us. There are certainly plenty of cartoons of what we call the Greys, a form of alien which has been reported by many people, including those who were abducted. Sometimes the color is changed to make them stand out more, but the physical traits of a gray which have been reported stay the same. They are described as smaller than an adult human, having large heads, spindly arms, and a gray skin. They have two eyes, two arms, and two legs. Extraterrestrials could have completely different bodies. If we examine the animal world, we notice most animals have four legs and no arms or hands. The world of fish is completely different than the world of animals, and the world of insects is the strangest of all. The world of fish is almost devoid of arms and legs, but sometimes there are tentacles. Gills or some other apparatus is needed to get the oxygen out of the water they breathe. Bugs, on the other hand, came with many different body styles and various amounts of arms and legs. While it may look like a certain insect has all legs, we sometimes notice them using the front two as arms. So why am I bringing all this up? It is all part of an exercise to determine what an alien might look like. First, let's talk about skin color. The usual colors on Earth are black, brown, red, white, and yellow. Did you know some humans were found who were blue? Many people in Kentucky were scared of a family who had some members with blue skin. The entire family was not blue-skinned, about half were. This meant four people were. Those members of the family had a condition called methemoglobinemia, MetH. This condition goes all the way back to antiquity and was believed to be caused by inbreeding. There have also been cases where people would sweat in yellow, green, blue, brown, or black colors. I am trying to illustrate the fact aliens could come in any color of the rainbow and be completely different from us. On the other hand, some scientists think there could be a similarity in how an intelligent being would look. They could all have one head, two eyes, two arms, two legs, and two feet. What would our reaction be if we saw an alien who looks like an ant on steroids and walked on two of its legs? Knowing humans, I think the response would be to shoot if they had a gun. This is our problem, and maybe there are aliens here but are afraid we would shoot first and ask questions later. There doesn't seem to be any reason why technological aliens, or any aliens for that matter, couldn't look completely different from us. They could be so alien-looking we might see them and think they were something else. Even the Hollywood alien monsters could be way off on their estimates. If aliens were small and bug-like, they could be here already and we might not know it. They could be sitting in our gardens watching us, but since they would look like an insect, we might not give them any attention at all. The opposite would be true if one looked like a giant praying mantis and started to approach us. We would probably run even if we are armed. A biologist wrote a book about how physics shapes evolution. He thought there was a chance our life on this planet could be a template for life throughout the universe. I don't buy that idea. Alien life might exist which doesn't fit into our definition of animal, vegetable or mineral. There could be many other undiscovered variations on this theme we are unaware of right now. We might also discover some aliens are combinations of animal and plant, for example. It has been suspected by some there are aliens living in the clouds sailing above our heads. How could this be? They think there are creatures composed of a sort of cold plasma, but an intelligent plasma. Strange things have infrequently been seen in the clouds, and this is what this idea is being based on. When you see a cloud, which is acting differently than every other cloud in the sky, you begin to wonder why. When it seems to have strange motion inside of it, it just strengthens this idea. Could it be some UFOs are piloted by nebulous beings who are capable of hopping out of their ships into a cloud to study us from above? In 2014, several experts were asked what they thought an alien would look like. The first one thought they would look like an octopus. The second expert thought alien life would look symmetrical. He believed aliens' shapes and sizes would be determined by gravity on their home planet. The next expert stated a completely different world would create completely different beings. Just the opposite was stated by the next expert, who believed everything we humans have would be necessary for aliens. When it comes right down to it, aliens could look like anything.